Welcome back to the Mojo Podcast. It is Monday, January the 21st, 2020. This is number two, podcast number two. I'm Mr. Mojo, and I did say I was going to be doing something slightly different this week. The difference is this. I thought I'd get you guys to ask me questions and I'd answer them on the podcast.
So in Stratford Moor, and I've got
David Devidge
with me at the moment. And David works with an AIDS soup kitchen. And so, David, my question...
Why the heck are you doing this job where you could be doing yourself an office job or something more upstanding?
My name's Helen Seraphim.
And you are?
Marie Henrique.
Okay, so...
I'd like to know what inspired you to do the good work that you're doing with cutting people's hair in the community. It's an amazing thing that you do.
I'd like to ask you in regards to the client group that you support, what it is that makes them come back to you.
My name is Shaz.
And where are you from?
I usually volunteer for a lady called Lola's Homeless.
Oh, I know them. Yeah. I worked with them a few... Yeah. Last year, I think.
I used to volunteer with Lola's Homeless about a year and a half ago. And then, obviously, there was a stabbing incident that occurred. And then we decided that, you know, just to safeguard the volunteers, we're not gonna actually feed the homeless because it became a safety threat. And they wanted to... The local businesses here got together with the council and they wanted to close the walkway. Yeah.
So, is that still going to happen?
No. So, I think the local businesses were getting together with the managers and that was one of the issues because there was a lot of charities coming to feed the homeless, and what the homeless were doing, they were having parties and the thing is, they were getting out of hand.
They were having parties in the mall?
Yeah, they were having parties in the mall, and that was due to the fact that, you know, there was drug dealers outside feeding the drugs, and it just escalated because they're not in the right place of mind. So, you know, if they got the right help and the right support, right, instead of everyone neglecting them, then obviously you'd have less homeless people in Stratford. Oh.
Oh wow, look who it is, it's my dancing partner.
Jennifer.
Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi.
The funky mover. So, Jennifer, my question to you is this. It may seem silly, but have you always been a dancer?
Yes.
Oh, well, yes. That's short and sweet. What sort of dancing did you used to do?
Reggae.
Oh, right, real dancing.
Soca.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no wonder you love the music that I play. That's wonderful. So, have you seen the video of yourself dancing?
No, not yet.
Not yet. And, you know, it's had thousands and thousands of views. It's had, it really has. So I'll show you after the podcast. But I question, actually. I said I was going to only ask you one. Would you dance with me again?
Yes.
Okay.
He's lovely. How old are you?
Well, that's it for number two. All questions will be answered in a minute. That is a Mojo Minute. You'll find out what I mean on our podcast. So once again, thank you for listening. My name is Mojo, and I'll speak to you next week.